created live on Fireside.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Ray Z. Today, I'm going to do the sports and fitness around the world news, what's going on, trending. Haven't done one of these in a minute. Actually, it's the first one of 2023. Today, I really want to do a show about goals. The stats are that most people give up their goals by the third week of January. We're past that. But I actually had the opportunity to take a class. He was the physical trainer for the Philadelphia 76ers, Ben Kenyon, and he did a goal fitness workshop. So I really enjoyed that. It made me start thinking about goals. So I'm like, I'm going to do a whole show on goals. And then from there, started looking into the professor from Stanford. He's got his own podcast, Andrew Huberman, and he's got a bunch of great ones on goals. And then I started looking into Joe Dispenza. So I want to do it some justice, and I'm going to hold off on that one. So I just figured I'd talk to you guys about what's going on in the fitness world as well as in sports. Decided to do it outside. Beautiful day in California. It's 75 degrees. And the only thing is, see what I can do to keep my equipment from overheating, even though it's not really hot. But and the other thing is, it's a little hard to see the screen, but just trying it, trying to work on the lighting, the shadow. Still not 100%, but a little improv. As I mentioned, I'll be doing a future show on goals and what's your best chance, I would say, to complete them. Or also perspective, if you come close to a goal and you don't quite hit it, just depending on the goal, you might still most likely be in a better place than you started off. So a lot of it has to do with perspective, but let's start off with what's going on in fitness. And basically, this year, they're estimating for the whole fitness industry to be worth about $8.1 billion. I think that's globally. And so if you have that extra money and you wanted to invest, they came out with the top 15 franchises to invest as far as in gyms. So I'm not going to do all 15. Let's start off with 10, and then I'll work to number one. The number one is Gold's Gym, and the initial franchise fee is roughly $40,000. Says initial investment, it's from $1.5 million to $3.6 million. And number of units, I'm assuming that's gyms, is 164 right now. Wow, I had no idea they were that expensive to become part of the franchise. Then number nine. And probably some of these gyms are in the East Coast. As I mentioned, I'm coming to you from California, Los Angeles. So some of these I never heard of. I never heard of a Burn Boot Camp. The initial franchise fee for that one is $50,000. Initial investment, you're looking at $1,000 up to about a little bit under $500,000. And like I said, I don't really know too much about them because they're probably not over here in California. This one, Club Pilates, I think I've heard of it. Initial franchise fee, $60,000. And then total investment is from $185,800 to $388,200. Number of units, 714. So one of the largest Pilates brands, Club Pilates. So if you're into Pilates and you have that money, that sounds like a good investment. I think it's always good to have a place where you could train for free. So if you have the money, why not pay for it? And then it doesn't necessarily mean you have to run it. Number seven, another gym I never heard of. It's called Pure Bar. Initial franchise fee, $60,000. Initial investment is $214,287. Up to $457,337. Number of units is 615, and they range from, it says, an effective low impact to high impact strength, targeted strength, agility, flexibility for all abilities. Never heard of them. And this is according to entrepreneur.com. Number six, The Exercise Coach, another franchise I've never seen or worked out at. And their initial franchise fee is $49,500. By the way, this is not financial advice. Everything here is entertainment purposes. And let's see here. Initial investment is $100,000 and let's say $150,000 to 382,000. Number of units, 157. The exercise coach is committed to, it says, movement atmosphere with personalized programs. Just kind of going over loose fat, muscle. Yeah, nothing very different. Just probably another gym. I'm sure they're all nice overall. Anytime Fitness. I've heard of this one. Never been to it. Initial franchise fee. It's $42,500. Initial investment, $381,575. Up to $783,897. They do have a lot of units. 2,327. Established 20 years ago. I guess I have global gyms as well. I know I heard of them. Just no locations where I'm at. And let's see. This one is really popular around here. I've never been to it. I know friends. And I think I've had guests on in the past who are members of this one. It's the Orange Theory Fitness. Initial franchise fee is $59,950. Initial investment is $589,129, up to $1,621,269. They have 1,277 units. And from there, from what I've seen, is they seem to have a little bit of everything. If I'm correct, it's the one where you do like group treadmill running, and sometimes it'll be like short distance, sometimes it'll be long, and then you do strength training. Like I said, I've never done it, but they seem, and I'm assuming that the way they have them is based on, because the initial fee could be pretty large, but what is the return? That is one thing they don't actually say. There's if you are interested in finding out a little bit more, there's a good show, not sponsor anything, on YouTube called Franchise City. He's done a couple shows on how much I think Planet Fitness and a couple other gyms make. Not all the major ones that you would think that I really want to know. I have a good idea. This one I've heard of. The next one up is Crunch, and initial franchise fee is $25,000 to $50,000. Initial investment, and I'm rounding off, it's like $399,000 up to about close to, let's say, $7 million. Wow. They have 287 units. It's a franchise. I know a few of them there, and they're affordable too. That's one thing. They're not expensive. Pretty much everyone can afford to go, and a lot of people kind of get it because of that. It's affordable. This one I've never heard of, but it's number two. And number two is F45 Training. Initial fee is $50,000. Initial investment is $350,200 up to $565,100. They have 1,106 units. As I mentioned, never heard of them. Kind of reading it, just commit. They're all commitment, but I wish the article kind of gave, or maybe I should have read it more than just the top list to see if they mean these are the best return on investment. But the number one is Planet Fitness. I think that one definitely heard of. I've gone into it just to go see if they really hassle you or don't when you walk in, like typical gyms do. And really, no, they let me go in and walk around and didn't harass me. So got to give them thumbs up on that. I hate that, but I also understand that by talking to people, you're going to get them to sign up as well. So just depends on, well, that's a longer one, but let me give you their breakdown here. So their initial fee is $20,000. Doesn't sound too bad, but their initial investment is going to be from $1,625,600 to almost $5 million. And let's see how many units they have. 2,010. And they're also pretty affordable as well. I think that their more expensive package, at least over here, is like $20. I think you get like tanning and massage with that. So that is if you're interested in making some money in the fitness industry and getting a piece of that pie. To me, there's so much money being made in the fitness industry, and I'm okay with everyone. I'm not hating. Get your money, but so much just junk being sold, such as equipment to nutritional supplements. I don't know. I guess it's easier to live with the money than to live with yourself. For most people, it seems. Fitness, there's a lot of scams, so just always do your research. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he took a bunch of Reddit messages and he answered a bunch of them. I think he ended up staying there for hours. And if I was reading correctly, it looks like he has like his own weekly newsletter that he does. I think it's called the pump something. So you could subscribe to it. But basically he gave beginners advice on, you know, just what to do to get started. So I'm just going to go over his five ones. And the first one is start small. Got to agree. You know, something as small as walking 30 minutes per day. It doesn't have to be something huge, just a little bit of working out. And then keep your momentum. By keeping your momentum in the beginning, and, you know, I'm adding to it from my personal experience, by keeping your momentum in the beginning, before you know it, you're going to have like discipline and you're going to be doing your workouts and you're going to see the results as well. And then you're going to feel even better. And then you're going to be able to keep that momentum. Sometimes the momentum will come and go, but then you have the discipline. And then when the momentum kicks in again, it's even sweeter that way. His other advice is to track every workout. I think that's very important as well. And that's something I'm going to cover as well on the goals. I personally have been doing that for years. I need to be more committed to writing it down every single time, but that's the only way you're going to see what worked or what didn't work. And that's one of the things, even with technology, that there should be easier to keep track of. And there's some good apps and watches and wearable technology for that, but nothing for me, I think, better than an actual notepad. Number four for him is avoid using phones at the gym. And I would say for him, it's probably just a distraction. Probably overall, there's another good fitness news story regarding phones in the gym. So I'm going to be covering up. So be sure to stick around for that one. And his last advice is protein, protein, protein. Of course, if you don't know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is, besides an actor, he's, you know, top bodybuilding guy. So for him, protein would definitely be important. Am I the only one who likes working out on vacation? You know, I actually had to look up the word, the definition, two places, dictionary.com and I forget the other one, but vacation definition, a period of suspension of work, study, other activity, usually for rest, recreation, or travel, recess, or holiday. So I like to work out on vacation. I actually like to plan my vacations to work out. To me, it's like, I don't really care about the fancy hotel or the fancy Airbnb. It's nice once in a while, don't get me wrong. And sometimes I will plan, like, I don't care, I'll stay at the cheapest Airbnb or cheapest hotel I can, just so I can make that trip. And then one day after my competition, like, I'll travel to a state to go do a marathon, or I did Lake Tahoe triple marathon, 3 marathons in 3 days, things like that. And so I'll plan out for the last day to get a really nice hotel with a hot tub inside and be able to relax. But the other days, I don't really care. I'm more about exploring and all that. So now vacation, Princess Cruises are adding more strength classes to their cruise lines. I've never taken a cruise. I know they have like a limited buffet. So maybe that's why they're adding more boutique style classes to their cruises. You guys let me know. Do you guys like working out on vacation, or do you plan going on vacation to go compete, do tournaments? For example, I have friends that'll plan trips to Europe to go compete in jiu-jitsu tournaments, or some that have gone to Japan. And the only basketball tournament I've done here is in Los Angeles, but I definitely love, it's kind of even more fun, especially for running and trails. You get to see more parts that you typically wouldn't. So I always try and make sure that wherever I'm going, I get to see the trails. And then, so I was mentioning about just phones inside the gym. It's becoming bigger and bigger. Some people like it. Some people don't. Some people think it's a distraction. And this guy, he's been coming up on my feed. His name's Joey Swole. And I started watching his videos. Overall, I thought he was good, but he's been on the news like last week and now again. And some woman who he called out, basically she's been flooded with death threats, and she says she lost her job and all these things. If you look at his videos, you know, overall, one of the videos that I saw, he's done an equal amount of videos on male and females, and he's just trying to keep a positive atmosphere at the gym. Although, I guess I'm not such a nice person all the time. He's always, you know, you need to do better, and which is true. But some people, maybe, you know, just for example, some people are basically trying to play victims. Not everybody, but some people are, or some people are posting other people not knowing how to work out to make fun of them, to get views, to get likes. And at the same time, that's wrong. And as in a whole, we do have to do better. But then there's the people, and I know too, you know, Joey Swoles, I've worked at three gyms, and I worked at three major gyms, and I worked at an MMA gym. And there's the people that you go up and you try to help them, and you try and talk to them, and they know it all, and they don't want to learn. And so if they don't want to take advice and still want to make fool of themselves, and someone takes a video and records them, I also don't see nothing wrong with that. And to me, those videos are funny. What can I say? I love memes, and I love like fitness stuff. And he was against like people always saying, hey, why are you taking up all your newcomers, you know, new year, new me, taking up the gym space. But some of those memes, they're my favorite. They make me laugh. I love the memes. So I'm like, I'm with you, but I'm not always with you because I'm not perfect. But he's an interesting guy. I think overall what he's trying to do is a positive thing. So overall, for the women that do get harassed, and I know they do, and men and everything, that's not cool. Make sure you report it to someone at the gym. And if they don't do anything about it, write a letter or make sure you can get the gym, especially now with social media. But also, if you're just doing it to get attention, you should get called out on it as well. So I read like 10 articles on fitness trends for 2023. And after reading 10 articles, and they each gave about maybe 5-10 tips on what they think is trending. Really, yeah, there's nothing new. It's all regurgitated shit that I said last year in fitness trends for 2022 and before. They're all talking about, you know, smart tech, but really, until we go past the watch into the glasses being more acceptable or other smart clothing technology, there's nothing new. The only thing that I do think will be newer and we'll see the beginning of catching on this year is smart home gyms. And I know a lot of people are saying, but we've had that, the mirror. And yeah, that's true. But it's going to be more smart home gyms attached to AI. And those AI programs are going to give you customized workouts. On one of these fitness news trending shows last year, I did a story on some, I know they're in Florida, I can't remember the name of the gym, but it's this gym and they have customized AI workouts with people going, there's like actual people there working you out, but the machine's kind of like reading all your stats and statistics, and it knows your body weight. And I believe what it's doing is recording at the same time. So from there, it makes very customized workouts where it's supposed to be only 20 minutes, three times a week. And if you know, are an overachiever and you want to go and work out again, they won't let you because they say that you're pushing your body, because it's so customized workouts, you're pushing your body to the limit that if you did anything more, you wouldn't be able to recover sufficiently. And so it would be a waste. So I know that the AI connected to the smart gyms will be something to me that will start more maybe later on in the year, but you know, now with the ChatGPT and the BART being all more mainstream, you know, I did that back on ChatGPT back in my Merry Fitness series in December. You can go back and check it out, but it's not going away. So that I think is definitely going to be one of the new trends coming this year, if it's not here already, but more mainstream. Because I know it's going to be years from now before some people are still going, what's ChatGPT? So but it's coming for sure. The other one, I saw this article, cereal boxes in Mexico look very different than they do in the United States, as a TikToker is shocked. And I guess his video went viral. So I clicked on the article and then I looked at his video, and basically in Mexico, they cover up any cartoon. There's no, it's the same cereal, different name. Or if it's like the Lucky Charm one, the little four leaf clover guy, I forget his name. He was covered up and they put real nutritional facts like high sodium, high sugar, bad for you. And there's no allowing cartoons to influence your kids to buy the cereal. So if you look at the labeling over there versus over here, you would think, oh, we're so advanced and we're so mature. And me being Mexican American, every time I don't watch the news, but when I do, there's something negative being said or blah, 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 taking jobs or this and this and that. But, you know, overall, good people. And that's something, although they are very tied with us, with all that being said, from my understanding, the obesity is very high there. Some of it has to do with just lack of resources. It's cheaper to buy Coca-Cola than to buy actual drinking water. So there's more to it. I wish there was a simple thing, but we'll move on. I got inspired. I haven't even planned it. Didn't even look into the hotel. I just saw it came up. New York Marathon. I've been wanting to do that for so long. If you know, you don't know about me, basically I've been running marathons for 17 years now and have run 57 marathons. I've never run the New York Marathon. I've never been to New York. I want to go to New York. And the application for the New York Marathon came up. I saw it, so I decided to apply. They're taking applications in case anyone's interested. And it's from now to February 22nd. And on March 1st of this year, they're going to announce if you get accepted, because it's by lottery, to run the 2023 New York Marathon. One is they'll charge you that day, which I believe it's $295. And then you have to go on a mad scramble if you haven't already for hotel. And some people pre-planned, but this one I just said, I'm going on a whim. Basically, I've been entering this lottery for I don't know how many years and I never get selected. So I just figured I'll do it. And if I do, then I'll go on a mad scramble. I would love to do it. I hear so many good things about New York Marathon. And one thing that I do want to do, if I get a chance to go this year, is to drink a beer on each borough, because you run through the four boroughs in New York. And I read about some guys that been doing that for I don't know how many years, and that just sounds like something cool, because to be able to do that. After that, we'll have a LA Marathon. Before that, actually, we'll have LA Marathon here coming up in Los Angeles, March 19th, 2023. That'll be my 17th consecutive Los Angeles Marathon and my should be 58th total marathon. After that, in also beautiful Southern California, we have the Orange County Marathon, which is May 7th. I'm an ambassador for them. So if you do want to partake in their kids run or their half marathon or any other race, you can use discount code RayRuns10 and get a discount. Or for the marathon, you'll be sure to see me there in the beer garden. Come have a beer with me. And earlier when I mentioned about the Honey Stinger ambassador and the opportunity that I got with a Philadelphia strength and conditioning coach from Philadelphia 76ers. I'm also an ambassador for them, so I'll put it on the link if you want to take advantage of the discounts for that on the show notes. So this one, man, I have a lot more to say, but I don't want to get sued. Although I don't have the reach, and this is what is very perplexing to me, is Brett Favre sues Shannon Sharpe and Pat McAfee, saying that he defamed them. And I read the article, and it says it ruined his good name. And good thing I don't have the reach that those guys do. But I thought they just repeated what the state did, which the state is the one suing you. And since when is it against the law to report the news where you can't get sued? It makes it look like, well, I don't want to speculate, because obviously then definitely could get sued. But that just doesn't seem right, that you get sued just because you're saying defamation and like your good name. Me personally, I think your good name got ruined when you sent pictures of your penis to that reporter or that physical therapist, or you had a couple cases. You had those cases in New York when you were in the Jets that they were settled out of court. And then besides that, you sent your picture, I think, to a reporter. And then from there, which I wouldn't even have done that, because I would be embarrassed. I think from there, your name pretty much got dragged in the mud. And the fact that you got caught with this, well, I don't think that you have a good name, but I'll move on because I don't want to get sued. So it's Super Blah Weekend, and I have this, or have, it's an experimental show, the Football Examiner, here on only on Fireside, and been doing it for the last couple seasons. I only get so far, and then I get really busy in this time of year, you know, November, December. I usually have more races and more training going on, and a lot of, you know, life happens, so I can never finish it. So I was thinking maybe changing it next year, and just, I'm a Niner fan, covering the Niners, and just, that's the only thing I really have time to, I try to watch all the games, and I usually do, but I don't have time to, you know, write good notes and everything so I could do a good show. And so we'll see what happens to the show next year. But I was going to do a Super Bowl finale prediction, but I'm going to be petty. And since I'm a Niner fan, it's like, I think this might be the first year I don't watch the Super Bowl. I really don't care who wins. A couple years ago, Kansas City beat my Niners. I know it's a whole different team, but I'm still not over that. And Philadelphia, oh, it was a tough way to lose. So in that way, it doesn't bother me that much. You know, it's like fourth string getting knocked out, and then your guys come in, and all you can do is hand off the ball. Of course, I would have loved to see, win or lose, who was the better team. But since I can't get over that, I really don't think I'm going to watch it. And Rihanna, I don't know when was the last song. I do like her music, but not enough for, and the commercials I could give a shit about, really. Like, you're spending millions of dollars trying to brainwash me to buy your product. No. So if there's a good Super Bowl party where there's food and I can go hang out with friends, I'll probably go and end up watching it. But really, I really don't care. I'm going to quote our running back, Christian McCaffrey. I hope both teams lose. I hope both teams lose. And the last thing I'll cover on the Super Bowl is this was an interesting story. It says no more Crisco oil will be put in the poles in Philadelphia. I guess the fans in Philly like to climb the poles, which I know it could be dangerous. So now probably the Super Bowl, they put Crisco oil on the poles, trying to discourage people from climbing them, but people still climbed them. So this year they're using some sort of biodegradable solution that's supposed to be safe. I can't wait for like 5-10 years from now where you see the commercial on daytime television. Did you or your family member climb a pole during the Eagles championship? Or, because I mean, that's the only way they're going to climb the pole, right? The night of the Kansas City Chiefs win. So, well, you or your family member could be entitled to money for the non-safe solution product that they put up. When the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq, I went to the Laker parades, and there was people climbing the poles, and it was insane to see. And I think they're crazy. They're crazy to be climbing those poles that they were climbing high in downtown LA, Figueroa Street. And I'll see if I can find some of the footage and put it up on the edited version of this, which you could see on YouTube or Spotify. But thank you everybody for watching here, but live on Fireside and watching on Twitch on the simulcast as well. But yeah, watching the fans, they really get crazy. They really get fanatic, especially if it's been a long time, depending on where it's at. But I've seen it. I've seen people climb the bus stops, which is crazy, but not too much. But the poles, and I'm talking about high ass poles, like where you'd be like, you got something wrong with you, where like, I know it's a championship and everything, but is it willing to, like, just for example, if you fell off that pole, do you think the Lakers are going to cover your medical expenses or your funeral if you happen to break your head? Nope, they're not. And then CoffeeZilla is a YouTuber, and he does basically exposing all kinds of just fraud, I guess, pretty much. And let's see here. He did one with Dylan Dansey, who's a MMA fighter. So this guy, he took a shot at Logan Paul for all the slack he's taking for that NFT, whatever, crypto, whatever. He was like defrauding his, he's going to court for it. I've talked about it in the past. So this guy took a shot at him on Twitter, and then from there it went on. And this guy, I guess, has been promoting all kinds of crypto projects for a long time, all these projects that basically were fraud. So he said he was going to leave it alone, and I can't remember exactly what happened, but it kept going. And so basically he ended up offering this guy, the fighter Dylan, $5,000 to promote this fake NFT. And he accepted it. And then he ended up writing a contract. And in the contract, he wrote that it was a fake NFT and that he was going to redirect all his tweets to a website showing all the past fake NFTs that he has promoted to expose him as a scam artist. And he signed the project. He signed off on the project because they had some sort of technical difficulty. You can watch it on YouTube. But basically, this guy promoted it himself. He took $5,000 because he didn't read the contract, and it was more about the promotion, and he didn't care what he was selling, and he was selling some fake NFTs, and he ended up exposing himself to his past scams and frauds. And this guy's an MMA fighter. So it just goes to show you, just because they're a sports hero or someone to you like that, be careful, especially with investments, especially when you hear NFT or crypto. I think right now a lot of people know what it is, but very few people could explain it. And if these athletes can't explain it to you, if you don't hear them speaking knowledgeably about it, then I would not take their advice on investments. And finally, the NBA season to me is now getting excited. I usually typically start watching it during the All-Star game. The All-Star game, man, I wish it would go back to the East and West. I don't like this captains. They've tried so many different formats, trying to make it better. Even though there was never defense in the NBA All-Star, at least the offense was entertaining. And sometimes when you mess with it too much, it's like, you ruin it. Like, look at the NFL. I didn't even watch it, but I heard about the NFL flag football, and I saw some of the highlights on Twitter, and I just wasn't feeling it. So the NBA trades made it exciting. A lot of new teams. The West seems to be very dominant. We'll see. There's still a couple teams in the East that are good, depending on injuries. You never know what could happen. I can't believe Dallas got Kyrie. Such a talented guy, but I don't know if he's worth it with all his issues. That one's going to be tough. Phoenix, their starting lineup is definitely, to me, very intriguing. Kind of seems like they got rid of most of their bench to have that starting five, so we'll see in the long run. Lakers, besides some personal issues between Scottie Pippen Jr. and his new teammate and him having to date his mom, that might be awkward, but besides that, we'll see. They did some moves, shouldn't really get a lot of attention because of the other moves that were done. But overall, with the new teams, looking forward to start paying attention to it more, second half, All-Star game, and see what happens. I thought they were going to have like captains. I thought Durant was going to be one, maybe LeBron James. I could be confusing it with years of the past. But since now, if they were going to do that, are they going to keep the same because now he's in the West? Or really, I wish they went back to East and West. It was just better that way. Were there too many blowouts on one side or something? I don't know. You guys let me know on any of the stories I covered, and then be sure to follow me here on Fireside so you can be alerted. Sometimes I do improv shows. Schedule's going to be changing. I know I haven't had a guest for a long time, but I've been making a lot of moves, and they're finally paying off. So now I'll be able to set a different schedule and be able to go back to scheduling them. The thing is, when you're trying to schedule people, you want to, at least me, I take their time very seriously. So I don't want to schedule people if then I have to cancel. So I'd rather be sure that I have my free time and what days, and then I could begin rescheduling. So be looking out, follow me here so you can be alerted of the upcoming guests that I have. You can also follow my adventures on social media, Coach Ray Z on all social media, from YouTube to Instagram. you want to see me preparing for, right now I'm preparing for two marathons at the same time, LA Marathon and Orange County Marathon. That's the only thing I have in the plate. As I said, I have a lot of things in the works, so I'm looking to get back to competing in jiu-jitsu. So hopefully I have some jiu-jitsu tournaments to announce for the ending of the year. And I'm going to write an email to the Nike 3-on-3 basketball tournament, because last year they said that they were going to bring it back, and they never announced it. The year before they canceled it, you know, the year before, of course, the pandemic got canceled. But I've been playing in that every year for quite a few years now, and I'm still waiting for them to announce like it's coming back or something, and still haven't heard anything. So keep you posted on that. We'll see. Looking always to do some live shows, and that's why I'm kind of testing the camera and the lighting and everything else. I think it worked out all right. Not too many dogs barking, no neighbors started cutting the grass. So thank you, everybody, for joining this. I'm getting close to 200 episodes of Athletic Definition. So thank you, everybody, for joining me on this journey as an endurance athlete turned podcaster. And I'm looking forward to bringing more guests and just getting better at this craft. I work on it. I seriously do, just like I work on my fitness. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Till next time, Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, and I'm out.